growing trend I'm seeing. Transnet sees its fuel pipeline hacked on a regular basis and people trying to siphon fuel off there. But two stories connected to the same thing today. Five armed suspects disturbed trying to steal diesel at a Transnet freight rail depot at Waterval Boven in Mpumalanga. It happened yesterday, I think, 2 o'clock in the morning. They managed to get access to the site. They tried to steal the diesel. They came with two vehicles, including a fuel tanker. I mean, this is brazen stuff. They started siphoning thousands of liters of diesel into the tanker, and then the police were tipped off and turned up. That was really good. They fled the scene, and they'd already taken about 18,000 litres of diesel to the fuel tanker before disappearing. It's unclear as to whether or not they got away with the diesel or abandoned it at the scene. But that's one story. And then from Eskom, overnight, two security guards employed by a company contracted by Eskom to guard the Port Rex power station in East London, they were arrested yesterday for stealing 6,000 litres of diesel. Now, they allowed a vehicle to come into the premises after dark and during the night shift. They were paid to allow that vehicle to come in, and so there's a big internal investigation. Bidvest Protea Coin and police again involved. They arrested the two security guards. They'll appear in court on Wednesday in East London. It's really interesting. I mean, this is the really valuable commodity of diesel. It's so flippant expensive, it's worth stealing and worth risking stealing for. What was Guedes saying? Was it yesterday or this morning about Andre de Reiter? We need a technical person with technical skills to run Eskom. He must stop being a policeman. Well, I'm afraid if he didn't have to keep being a policeman, he could focus more on the technical aspects of the job. But this is highway robbery that is happening in the diesel space. The fact that fuel is worth stealing is because it's so expensive, and it's not going to go down by much in a hurry either. The EU today failing to agree on a Russia oil price cap, the amount of money that Russia could charge for the oil that it provides. Price of Brent crude going up from $82 to $85 today. Jenny Erskine is the Deloitte Africa oil and gas leader. And the world, I think, really, Jenny, grappling with the shortages of oil on the one hand, and at the same time, really trying to impose some kind of sanctions on the Russians to prevent them from profiting from the oil that they used to pump into the market. It's this weird dichotomy that we find ourselves in.
Good day, Bruce. It is quite a dichotomy. Of course, if we also track early in the year when we had the Russian-Ukraine crisis, it did see our oil prices hit highs. We now have, in terms of European countries who have been trying to agree a cap on the Russian price. The reason they're trying to agree is to actually try limit the revenues from the oil and thereby restricting Russia's access to cash for the endeavors during the war against Ukraine.
Where does that leave us in terms of the price we're going to be paying for fuel into 2023 then, do you think?
Bruce, I think it's quite a difficult thing to look at. It depends on, there's a number of dynamics that are in play. I think for me there's a big question, will the European countries actually be able to reach an agreement on this cap? And even if they do reach an agreement, will they be able to actually have an influence on the price? Or would Russia rather look for other markets who are willing to buy at the open market price that bring crude prices? So also in terms of the reaction of the Russians, which we saw them do on the natural gas, where they actually reduced or, you know, would not supply your European countries in that. And therefore, you know, when one has a drastic drop in supply in your global markets, that would then trigger higher prices. Whereas if they are successful in terms of finding other markets for their crude oil, it might then, you know, result in decreases. We also have, of course, the OPEC countries at play who are also meeting on Sunday, actually. To also consider the suppliers and that. And we have, you know, instance, Saudi who decided to decrease their supplies. So it's very much a dynamic. So I always actually bring this down to simple economics. It's around your supply and demand curve.
Thank you, Jenny Erskine, the Deloitte Africa oil and gas lead.